and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope everybody had a blessed weekend and a magnificent Monday. A lot of stuff going on down here at Health Master, staying busy as always. And, yeah, we got some pretty good articles today to bring to you guys. How are you doing today, Dan?
Awesome. I'm doing absolutely wonderful. I mean, it's a beautiful day out here. It tried to rain, but they had us so sprayed with chemtrails that we couldn't get any rain out of the clouds, which is kind of sad. So we're starting to all realize that, you know, the deep state is still well in control, and there's a lot of stuff going on that we're not aware of. And last...
All right, so I guess it wasn't me, it was him. So we're good to go now, depending on hopefully everything goes. Well, the first story I'll go on today is on Bose headphones is being sued now. Apparently, Bose is spying on their wireless headphone customers by using an app that tracks the music, podcast, and all other audio they listen to, and then violates their privacy rights by selling the information without permission, the lawsuits charged. Now, the one thing about this is that we've talked about what the Congress is allowed to do with Verizon and all those other things. This is something that's becoming systemic throughout the entire marketing area, is that all these companies now are taking everything you do, everything you look at, everything you listen to, everything you watch. If there's a digital footprint to it, they're recording it, and then they're turning around and selling it for marketing purposes. The complaint was filed last week by Kyle Bzak in federal court as to stop Bose's wholesale disregard for the privacy of customers who download the Bose Connect app. He said people should feel uncomfortable with it. People put headphones on their head because they think it's private, but they're giving out their information without their consent. Bose did not respond on Wednesday to requests for comments on the proposed class action case. The company annually sells $3.5 billion a year. The lawsuit was the latest to accuse companies of trying to boost profit quietly, amassing customers' information, and then selling it to solicit more business. The problem that a lot of this is doing is what he just said. These guys are making billions of dollars a year in the retail market, billions of dollars a year in the wholesale market, and they're still so greedy, they have to take your private information, your private actions, the things you're clicking on, the preferences you like, and sell them to these marketing companies at profit, because you gotta think about it, it's pure profit for these guys. That's where the greed sets in. They don't have to pay for any of it. You're voluntarily clicking these things because you're saying, I want this song, or I want that song, I want this album, that album, anything you go to, and then they're turning around and selling it to companies and making money on it. It's quite sad that this is what we resorted to now in the retail market. Amazon's horrific about it, what they do as far as what they track you to, especially the analytics on their own website. I don't know how much Amazon sells to outside companies, but I know when you go on Amazon, I mean, it's like a giant tracking bus, just follows you around everywhere. Everything you look at, everything you click, and does analytics on you. This is where it's at with the retail market and with what's going on with it now. Also, too, regarding vaccines now, there's a new study that did a study on infants and getting the DTP vaccine. They stated in here that infants with this vaccine had greater chances of dying from other causes. A team of Scandinavian scientists conducted a study, and the results were alarming. The study, funded in part by the Danish government, led by Dr. Soren Mosingen, was published in January's eBiomedicine. Mogensen and his team of scientists found that African children inoculated with the DTP vaccine during the 80s had a 5 to 10 times greater mortality than their unvaccinated peers. The vaccine suggests, while this data suggests, while the vaccine protects against any infection from those bacteria, which DTP is diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis, it makes children much more susceptible from dying from other causes. The scientists term the study a natural experiment, since a birthday-based vaccination system employed by the BHP in Guinea, West Africa, had the effect of creating a vaccinated cohort and a similarly simultaneous unvaccinated control group. In the time period covered by the study, they had 50% of children had mortality rates for the children up to ages 5. Now, what's pretty wild about this is we've seen this type of stuff as far as just in really natural studies where you can't really pinpoint a lot of stuff, but you can look at it. This is one of those things when you start having all this research and data based already together, and all you have to do is correlate it and start showing you how bad this stuff is. And so what's horrible is they're saying that the vaccine supposedly helped them as far as not be able to get infected by diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis, but they had a significantly more chance of dying from other issues. This is what we see even currently today in the vaccines, where a lot of these kids may not get tetanus once they get the tetanus vaccine, but they come down with autism. That's just a typical, you know, example here. Same thing with the MMR. This is something you have to look into, and you have to make the decision yourself. You can't sit back and just say, well, I hope it doesn't happen to my child, or I'm going to pretend like it doesn't exist, because it does exist. It's a serious problem, and it's getting worse by the year. Every single year, we're having tens of thousands of more kids come down with autism, and the rate is growing almost exponentially if you start looking at the curve since we started giving these kids these vaccines. I went into a huge, huge article on it last Friday, I think, on what we started to see as far as just from the 50s vaccines to all the vaccines they get now, with the 74 vaccines. Now the CDC is adding the Gardasil vaccine to the list of recommended shots, so I think it's going to 76 now for children 17 and younger. Quite sad when you see what's really going on here. Also, too, in the retail market, the retail bubble is now beginning to burst. A record 8,640 stores are closed in 2017. Did I hear you there, Deb?
I'm here, buddy. You go ahead and finish the story, and I'll tell them what I was going to tell them.
Okay. According to the Swiss Bank's calculations, on a unit basis, approximately 2,880 store closings were announced year to date, more than twice as many closings during the same period last year. Also, then they're going on to say that there could be more than 8,640 store closings this year, which will be higher than the historical 2008 peak of approximately 6,200 store closings. This is what's really going on behind the scenes, and as I told you guys before, Amazon has a huge role to play in this, because what they're doing with the online retail market, with their ability to actually contract out the United States Postal Service, and also, too, being able to undercut so many other retailers with their prices because they're buying in bulk and warehousing the inventory and shipping the inventory. A lot of these guys, it's the easiest, simplest way to move volume, and Amazon's being able to do it with much, much lower overhead than Walmart, because all of their stores are essentially distribution centers, and they're not paying for a retail front that has to constantly be upkept like Walmart is. So this is pretty wild to see. We'll see if this happens this year. I hope it doesn't, but from what I've seen with a lot of companies, with Sears and H.H. Gregg and Macy's, this is starting to really become an issue in the retail market. So it's just something we can really sit back and watch and see what happens with it, Dad.
Well, again, Amazon is crushing retail, period. Yeah. I mean, people are still buying stuff. People are still spending money. It's just Amazon's crushing everything. And you have to think through this for a second. You know, if you have a store like the Sears or Montgomery Ward's, which I think they're long gone, or whatever, back in the day they were called JM Fields, and they may have a 200, 300, 400 employees in that one huge superstore, and suddenly, because of Amazon, they go out of business, all 400 of those people, or 200 of those people, or 100 of those people that are working in that store all lose their jobs. This is the biggest problem that Amazon has. Amazon has a monopoly problem. And if it doesn't get fixed, if they don't get broken up, it's not going to get any better. And, of course, the CIA, you know, has worked with them now and given them, what, $600 million to use their servers and their computers. I mean, this is a major disaster for the entire country. Now, don't get me wrong. The Amazon stuff is really convenient. I'm not even going to try to deny that. When you get their, whatever there is, that two-day air thing, and it's free, and you pay them $100, you prime, and for $100 a year, you get all this shipment for free for 2 days air. I mean, there's really that's difficult. In fact, it forced us at Health Masters to pretty much send all of our boxes out priority mail now. In fact, 95% of what we send out goes out priority mail, which is 2 day air with the U.S. Postal Service, which massively elevated all of our shipping costs. I mean, just literally doubled them overnight. But we had to do that. Well, a lot of people can't do that because they're not operating from a fixed location like we do. They're operating from, you know, they have 100 different stores or 50 different stores. And all of these massive amounts of overhead are just starting to just choke them out, including the malls, which charge them like anywhere from 5 to 10% of the gross sales of the entire store. So if the store does, $100,000 in sales, or let's say they do $1 million in sales for that month, they've got to pay an additional $100,000 to the mall for the sales that they have. Now, the problem with that is, let's say, for instance, you don't get to what's called break even, you know, and you haven't covered your fixed expenses yet, and all you have are variable costs that are going up. Well, then if you give them the top, let's say, for instance, it takes $500,000 a month just to break even. And let's say you do $500,000 in sales and you just barely made any money, or you didn't make any money at all, and now that's all you have that month. Now the mall still takes $50,000 out of your bank account. And most of the time, all of this information is wired directly to them from your bank, and you agree to that, and a lot of these different types of franchises, et cetera. I know I had a friend of mine, he had several Subway restaurants back in the 80s, and he found that out very quickly. He found out that if the store wasn't being operated by the owner, that if you had employees in there, that you really had no margin, because like 10% of the total sales at that point back then, now whether they still do that or not, I don't know, was going directly to Subway. And they knew exactly, they maintained all the food, all the distribution, they ran the registers every single night, and they automatically paid themselves whether you made money or not. Now, that's why many of the Subway franchises have gone out of business, and a lot of the other McDonald's, et cetera, are also going out of business because they had the same type of model. See, this is the problem in retail when you're operating from a fixed location. That's why we have done everything we possibly can to keep our overhead as low as we possibly can at Health Masters, because we've learned a long, long time ago that you can't supply good, high-quality products to anybody if you can't pay the bills. You've got to be able to meet the utility bills. You've got to be able to pay for the freight. You've got to pay for the shipping, all these different mailing, all of the stuff that no one thinks about, you've got to be able to pay for. And if you own a business, you know exactly what I'm talking about. We operate at about a 30% margin in Health Masters, which means and that's with me taking absolutely no money from the company. And that's about, so if we do 100,000 in sales over a period of time, we'd make like $30,000, but that's minimal. That's before any salary goes to me or my wife or anybody else. So it's really difficult in today's economies, Austin, to actually have large amounts of revenue coming in, especially when you start weighing in all the advertising revenue and everything else you have to put out. And this is what people need to understand, is that, you know, we have to support the people who are involved in the media right now and the alternative news. That's so, so very important, because by the grace of God, you know, we have our company, which allows us to be self-funded through Health Masters, which allows us to generate the revenue we need to maintain the cost of this radio show, et cetera. And guys, it's expensive doing all this in time and also in money. And so people don't understand that, you know, we're all working together, and now at least we're not having to monetize our YouTube views like so many other people are doing, and they're being subjected to this algorithmic change in which they were generating $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, $30,000 a month in sales, and so, you know, and revenue from that, and that's gone to like zero, and that's happened to multiple websites that do alternative news, and this is how they're censoring us. They're basically shutting us down because they're cutting off the money. This is what these Sabbatean Kabbalists have done. That's why every time you look at what's going on, every single time you tie it directly back into the banking industry. Why? It doesn't matter if they're running drugs for the CIA. Somebody's getting money at the other end. It doesn't matter if they're trafficking in human body parts. Somebody's getting money at the other end. It doesn't matter if they're laundering money. Somebody's getting money at the other end. It doesn't matter if they're involved in the sex slave industry. Somebody's having to get money at the other end. Everything runs through the Babylonian money system, through the Rothschild banking cartel, which controls almost every single central bank in the world, except for like four of them now. That's why these guys, these Sabbatean Kabbalists, these Evie guys, these guys that are basically your Luciferians, are involved in every bit of it. In fact, I just saw a really good video that came out from Forbidden Knowledge Radio and TV, and it was a man he's a Dutch banker, and he was actually interviewed in this video. I don't know if you saw this or not. This guy's name is Bernard. In fact, Ronald Bernard, he was an elite Dutch banker for many decades, and he just came forward with his hair-raising story of how the world works from a financial perspective. And you guys, if you haven't seen that, you need to go ahead and pull that up, because it's pretty crazy, because he says about 8,000 people in the entire planet run the entire planet. He said the banks are the nexus between the governments, the transitional corporations, and the intelligence agencies, and the terrorist organizations. He says that these are all big money clients, and he begins to see how they're connected when you see their financial transactions. He goes on to say, as a banker for all of the above groups, his job was to provide customer satisfaction. Perhaps the biggest surprise to him was the discovery of how intelligence agencies, which he assumed were working to protect the people and national security interests, turned out to be criminal enterprises. These are like the mafia. At the very least, he says, they are heavily corrupt. They help to finance and create wars, and they are basically creating a lot of conflict and misery in the world. He says they trade in drugs, weapons, human trafficking, beings, and they will stop at nothing to maintain their immediate objectives. He goes, everything has to be financed. He explains that the top of these groups are not atheists. He says they actually do believe in Lucifer. Now, you can tell this guy gets all sketchy when he starts talking about it. They really believe that Lucifer is their god and their deity. He says that he didn't take them seriously, and that he actually visited their churches of Satan, and he witnessed their holy masses. And he goes, then there was a moment, however, which changed everything for him when he was invited to participate in sacrifices abroad. At this point, the guy actually starts crying on the video, and he said they wanted him to sacrifice a child. He said he was unable to do it. Having been abused, the child had touched him deeply as he slowly began to break down. He began to refuse assignments at his job, and he realized the whole purpose is that the world was to have everybody in their pocket and susceptible to blackmail. Now, you can watch the entire video. Steele also put this video up on his website, and this is also forbidden knowledge. But the thing I want to share with you about this is this. We have 1 million kids go missing in the United States every single year. 1 million. That's a lot. That's just the United States now. That's not everybody else. That's not in Haiti or in the third world countries or in Europe. That's the U.S. alone. Now, we have to ask ourselves this question, and it's very important. Now, some of these kids are going to be runaways. Some of them may be found later. Some of them may have gotten mad with their mommy and their daddy, and they've taken off. Some of them, a lot of them, are just being straight abducted, and they're never heard from again. And this is why I want to talk to you about at the beginning of the show when my Skype went down. Here's what's going on, and you've got to look at it from this perspective. Now, you may think, this sounds crazy, I don't want to look at it from this perspective, and I'm okay with that. But you've got to realize that these guys at the upper echelon are the Sabbatean Kabbalists, and they're trying to do everything they can to bring their god, their snake, their serpent god, out of the pit. This is what this is all about. Now, remember also that this is the same type of genetic experimentation they were doing on these kids in the beginning in Genesis chapter 6. They were working and taking all these children. We know the Nazis did a lot of this crazy stuff in their concentration camps. And it's some horrible stuff when you stop and think about what actually happens, what a human being who's basically a nut can do to another human being. But I want to share some information from you very quickly, because I talked to Chuck Missler about this years ago. And I had lunch with him over in Lakeland. Now, Chuck Missler is one of the foremost authorities on interdimensional physics in the world. He's basically a rocket scientist. Brilliant, brilliant man. And when I was speaking to Dr. Missler, I asked him about the fallen angel technology. I also asked him about aliens. I also asked him about spaceships. And he looked at me and he laughed and he says, well, quite frankly, the fallen angels are here. We know they're real. We know that these entities are real. And I said, well, what about these spaceships? How do we reconcile that in our mind? And his response to me was, he laughed. And he said, Ted, we can't tell these beings that the Bible talks about, these fallen angels and these other entities, how they're supposed to travel when it comes to space travel. They do what they're going to do. We just now have the technology that we can see their craft and we understand who and what they are. Now, I'm saying all of that to say this to you. A few years ago, there was a show on TV. It was called Max something unloaded or whatever it was. And what this guy, it'll come to me in a second. And whether it was a show, it was like on the History Channel. And this guy would go in and discover stuff, and he would find the things about the spear of destiny and things like that, which was the spear that was shoved into Jesus' side. And he actually did a research thing on this and found that the spear of destiny had been taken. You can watch the whole video online. The spear of destiny had been taken by Hitler, and these guys wanted the thing back, and they stole it from Hitler. Now, this was an Austrian museum, the actual spear that supposedly was shoved into Jesus' side on the cross. And the rumor was that when an army had the spear of destiny before it, that it could not be defeated. Well, these guys took it from Hitler, and they said in the video with this Max guy that this was a situation in which these guys considered themselves to be the benign de Elohim, the Nephilim, that they were basically sons of the fallen, and that they considered themselves to be Lucifer, the prodigy, the actual children of Lucifer. That's who these guys are. We talked about this a few weeks ago when we had Pastor Terrell on. And what's interesting about this is you have to think through this. When Jesus called these guys out in the temple and he called them the sons of Satan, the children of Lucifer, your father is the devil, I personally believe that he was referring to their DNA. I personally believe that he actually said that these children were the sons of the fallen angels. And they had basically masqueraded themselves into this Jewish hierarchy, and this is who these guys were. They were basically the Babylonian druids the people from Egypt that had continued to worship Lucifer through the same thing as they did with the golden calf when Moses was on the mountain. They came down and they were worshiping this calf and having this big orgy and probably sacrificing human beings, quite frankly. And they were doing all this crazy stuff. So that's who these guys are who were involved in all of this stuff. Now, I'm saying that to say this. A few years ago, Jesse Ventura, when he had his conspiracy theory on TV, which, by the way, the first couple, every one of those messages were good. And, of course, it got taken off very quickly after a couple of seasons, after, I think, three seasons. He had Fred Bell on. Now, Fred Bell is the brother of Art Bell, the guy who basically started, you know, the evening show Coast to Coast, which has now been taken over by another fellow. But what was interesting about it, and I've been a guest on that show twice, a huge, huge show, like 500 stations at one time. But Fred Bell was actually interviewed by Jesse Ventura when they were talking about space weapons and particle beam weapons. And you can watch it. You can look it up online. You can watch this show. And Fred Bell was a NASA rocket scientist. He worked on Star Wars. He actually helped to develop the particle beam weapons that were based on Tesla technology that they installed on space platforms under Ronald Reagan. And he actually says on the show that he did this, that he was the NASA rocket scientist that did this. Now, the guy's brilliant. He's written a bunch of books. And I'm going to read you a couple of quotes out of one of his books very quickly because I want you to understand this concept that I'm going to with this whole little tirade that I'm giving you guys for 20 minutes here. But listen to me for just a second. Now, Fred Bell calls them aliens. We call them fallen angels. You can pick whatever name you want. But these guys are up to no good. They've always been up to no good. And they've always been about human experimentation. That's who these guys and what these things are, and they're the epitome of evil. Now, in his book, and I'm not recommending this book because it's got some crazy stuff in there. It's called Rays of Truth by Dr. Fred Bell. Oh, and one more thing. Jesse Ventura asked him on the air, well, aren't you scared they're going to kill you if you give this testimony on my show and we do this tape? And he goes, no, no, no. He goes, every once in a while, their equipment breaks down, and they ask me to come in, and I have to help them fix it to figure out what's going on with it. So I'm pretty safe. He was dead 2 days later. I kid you not, this is not a joke. He was dead. Just, I mean, like almost within a few days after that taping was done, before the show ever was aired, he was dead. Now, it's crazy because I know it's personal stuff. I'm not going to get into that. But the crazy thing about all of this stuff is that these guys, when they start telling the truth of like this on these different levels, they have actually got personal experience with it, like this Ronald Bernard. I don't know how long he's going to be around. But I'm going to share this. There's a couple of verses, a couple of paragraphs I want to read you out of this book. This is on page 16. It said, after the 1948 crash in Hart Canyon, Aztec, these are UFOs, New Mexico, our government became very concerned. Another crash occurred on February the 13th, 1948, at the Mesa near Aztec. And what they were doing is they were using these incredibly powerful radar systems that were putting out like 5 million watts of power. It was interfering with the guidance systems on these spaceships, and they were crashing. Between the two crashes, 17 alien bodies were recovered, or you could say ETs, extraterrestrials, fallen angels, whatever they are. Apparently these things can die. Of even greater significance was the discovery, listen to this, of a large number of human body parts stored within both of these vehicles was found in the ship that went down in Canada too. In other words, they were actually taking human beings and they were using their body parts, their organs, etc. And they said they were doing that for glandular research. He says they were basically, and then it comes across again, on page 21, he says, by 1955, it became obvious that these, I'm going to quote it this way, the fallen angels had deceived Eisenhower, broken the treaty, mutilated humans, and mutilated animals were found all across the United States. Now, I say all of this to say this. If you don't want to believe any of this stuff, I'm good with it because it's so far out there, it's hard for me to even wrap my brain around this because it's so weird. But there's a million kids going missing. There aren't a million kids being sacrificed, I don't believe, and there are not a million kids. And remember, we're just talking the United States, that are being used for organ transplants, okay? So where are all these bodies and where are all these body parts being taken? Where are they all going? That's just the million that's being taken from the United States. What about Canada? What about Europe? What about Africa? What about China? How many millions and millions and millions of people are going missing on this planet every single year, and we have no idea what's happening to these people? So I'm just throwing this out here. They're finding alien fallen angel vehicles full of human body parts in his book, and he was killed after he testified on the Jesse Ventura show. And so here's the thing, guys. These guys who are involved in this, these guys who consider themselves to be the spawn of Lucifer, these Sabbatean Kabbalists who are trying to bring their God out of the pit, they believe all of this stuff is real, and they're willing to die for it. So that's the whole point that was being done on Max Metzler Decoded, I think it was called. And it's called The Spear of Destiny. I'll pull it up real quick while Austin does his next story. But the thing about this is, guys, is this is some crazy stuff. And the hardest thing about it is wrapping your head around this as a Christian. And that's the thing that I had a difficulty time with. And I finally realized that God didn't have to just make one species on this planet. He made millions of species on this planet. We can't tell God how many species he's made in the universe and how many of these species have turned against him, as we know the fallen angels have done. So that's the craziest stuff that you got to wrap your head around, because the government is lying to us, and we've got to understand millions of children are going missing, millions, over a million in the United States, not including all the other countries in the world. Are they being trafficked? Now we know the CIA is trafficking human bodies, human body parts, sex slaves, all this other kind of stuff. This is some really weird stuff. So if you guys have any information on it, you can go ahead and email it to me here at Healthmasters, and I'll try to cover it on the show. But guys, if you're confused by what I just told you, join the Confused Club. I'm as confused as the rest of you about all of this stuff, because it's just so far out there. But guys, it's a problem that we have to think through, and we have to understand something. We are all saved by grace through faith. I personally believe that God got so fed up with these guys doing this stuff to us that when he came and when we were born, he said, goodwill toward men, peace on earth. And he said he knew that battle between God and man was over with Jesus, with his birth. He knew that we could come to the throne of grace by grace. And he had enough of what these things were doing to us who were created in his image. And I believe that's the main reason that he stepped in, because of the love that he had for us, which we know it was the love that allowed him to sacrifice Christ to bring us to redemption, back to him, to get us out of this ridiculous mess we've got ourselves into with this crazy stuff I'm talking about today. So guys, if it wasn't for the power of prayer, if it wasn't for the power of Jesus, Yeshua, if it wasn't for the power of Yahweh, this would be a mess. But because we're Christians, we have a step above this, because it's by the blood of Christ, which produces scalar waves. We know that. We know that from the energy fields that we've taught you guys on the shows. From the cross, which continually restores us to the righteousness of God through Christ. So we have hope in Christ Jesus. And for the world that's out there that doesn't have this hope through Christ, I really feel sorry for them. I do. Because if they start digging into this mess that I've dug into, they're going to go, wow, this is just messed up. And I'll never forget when Alexander Bruce got saved last year, back in December, when I was discussing all of this stuff with her. I said to her, I said, well, you understand, Alexander, that when you call in the name of Yeshua, when you call in the name of Jesus, if you're in the middle of one of these abductions from one of these fallen angels, they have to put you back where they found you from, and they can't touch you because of the power in the name. She goes, yes. She goes, that's true. And I explained all of the stuff I just explained to you guys, and I said, the only thing that makes any sense is that Yahweh had mercy on us, he showed us grace, and he gave us the ability to step out of this mess we've got ourselves into with these weird beings that like to fly around and have body parts on their ships. I mean, this is some weird stuff, guys, but we have to understand something. We have to reconcile it to Christianity. We have to understand that suddenly if the government discloses that these fallen angels are real, and they really are in spaceships, we've got to say, wow, that really messes up my faith. No, it does not mess up your faith. It strengthens your faith, because you realize it's by the blood of the Lamb that we've been redeemed. And these things have no authority, no power over us, and we have to understand all that. So, Austin, that's my little diatribe I want to go into real quick on that. So, there you go. So, what's your next story, bud?
Well, just touching base on that as well, just even from what we have seen now in the last 15 years, more and more people are starting to wake up to it. I pulled it up a little bit ago while you were talking about it, as far as the actual numbers. In 2001, there were 3,479 official UFO sightings that people actually reported, 3,400. 2015, that number now had gradually risen up to 11,866 in the year 2015, and they're saying right now 2016 had even more. So the numbers have actually more than quadrupled from that period of time in 2001 to 2015, meaning that there's definitely something going on in that aspect of it. And the thing is, nobody really wants to talk about it, like you said. I mean, it's just one of those things where it's like everybody kind of ignores it. It's weird. If you talk about it, you're weird. So everybody just kind of acts like nothing is happening. But again, there's definitely something going on with that many people reporting it. Remember, officially, the U.S. government quit the UFO business in 1968 because they said there was nothing significant to investigate. That right there tells me that there's obviously something going on, especially when you start seeing all the reports and all the sightings over the last 15 years. But that was just a side note, Dad, while you're talking about that. And other news as well. Chicago is en route to be, again, the most violent city in the United States, reaching almost 1,000 shootings so far this year. As of Monday morning, 992 people have been shot in Chicago this year, with 179 people being killed as of April 21st, right in line with the same numbers last year. So this looks like it's starting the same thing. I know ATF was supposed to be bringing a full task force up there. I don't know if they have started doing whatever it is they're planning on doing up there, but something needs to happen. Obviously, this cannot continue in a civilized society as far as, I mean, 1,000 people shot in 4 months, first 4 months. I mean, that's a bit insane in my opinion. I mean, I don't really, you know, that's getting pretty wild. And I mean, it's sad because there's still a lot of people that live in Chicago that don't want to be involved in any of this type of just degenerate behavior. But again, I mean, people want to live there as far as they may have grown up there, but you have some really, really, really shady people there and these gang members that, in my opinion, have been getting guns funneled to them from all different types of venues. And it's sad to see what's going on there, Dad, but it's definitely not slowing down from last year's numbers at all, sadly.
Well, it's not going to slow down in Chicago. So Chicago's just an armpit of a city. It's turned into a giant mess up there. And, yeah, you know, until we get Chicago cleaned up from a spiritual standpoint, it's not going to get any better. I mean, if you think about what's going on with Hollywood and all the trash and all the gangster rap and all the other stuff, remember, probably 50% of these guys in Detroit, Michigan, who are these minorities that are doing all this crazy shooting, they can't even read or write. And so the only thing they get to go on, they get to listen to their gangster rap every single night, and that gangster rap is telling them to go out and kill people. And that's their life. And so until we get these guys educated and get them saved, it's not going to help. It's just not going to help at all. And by the way, it was called Brad Meltzer's Decoded History, The Spear of Destiny. It was Season 2, Episode 5. I just pulled it up. It aired on November the 16th, 2011. So you can say, it says it's under the History Channel. It says, watch Spear of Destiny, full episode, Brad Meltzer, M-E-L-T-Z-E-R, Decoded History. So it's an interesting story. That's one of those videos that you really, really need to watch, and everybody needs to watch it. And if you're on my personal email list here at the house, you're going to be getting a link to this right now. Awesome. What's your next story, bud?
Well, Venezuela is pretty much completely shutting down now. The country has less than $10 billion left in reserves to run on. The hyperinflation just hit new record lows against the dollar today. Authorities in Venezuela said last night 12 people were killed following looting and violence in the nation's capital and another political crisis. Also, too, The Economist reported over the past year now, 74% of the population has lost an average of 20 pounds. At the end of last month, Maduro effectively shut down Venezuela's Congress, his primary political opposition, and gave those legislative duties to the Supreme Court over there. So I'm not really sure how much longer Venezuela is going to be able to survive. I know there's a GM, a General Motors factory down there, that has now been shut down completely. The whole production facility was overtaken by local authorities and now ceased all operations in the country as well. The U.S. Southern Command is beginning to float the idea of using the United States military to contain unrest in Venezuela, of course. Why would we not invade another country? Though historically, American intervention in South America is both widely unpopular and usually very unsuccessful, but it is sad to see that once flourishing country going to waste like that because of what's going on with the currency. I think a lot of this, and Dad and I have talked about this before, a lot of this was planned because Chavez wanted his gold back. That's when a lot of this stuff started, Dad. You remember all this. And it's sad to see all this going on. I'm sure there's other aspects to it behind the scenes that we haven't seen, but that country's definitely starting to get pretty ruined so far from what we're starting to see now.
Well, I know last year you and I were planning on flying down there and doing a show from Venezuela, and we got contacted by a plethora of our listeners saying, please don't go down there. We know people have gone down there. It's unbelievable. It's in rioting and starvation, and I thought, Wow, that's just probably enough to not bother going down there right now. But I would be curious as to see how bad it is happening down there right now. But it's just, again, remember that the guy died. The guy was so bad. See, these Sabbatean Kabbalists. Let me explain something about these guys. These guys, they don't have mercy. They don't know what the word mercy means. There's not that. It's vindictiveness and vengeance is how they see it. To us, the Bible says that vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. We know that we're not supposed to have bitterness or anger towards anybody. That's not who these guys are. When a country does something to them, like in Haiti, they had the slave revolt, you know, 100-200 years ago, and they were driven out, and a lot of these international bankers that were involved with all this stuff lost a lot of money. They're still mad about that. So they don't care if they go down there and take a bunch of these children and harvest them. They don't care because they're paying them back. The same thing happened with the Tsar with Russia. You know, when they came in and they did this to the Russian Tsar, they killed him, they killed his whole family, and they basically killed 60 million people in the meantime in Russia with Lenin and Stalin and the rest of those boys. And that was all the international bankers who did all of this, these Sabbatean Kabbalists. They don't care who and what they kill because, remember, they don't see you and me as a human being. The people in Venezuela that are now dying in the streets, those that are starving to death, they really don't care if they wanted their gold back. Because they wanted their gold back, even their leader was one who wanted the gold back. They're going to show them right now that, by golly, you don't get your gold back. Now you've had to sell your gold again, and all on top of everything else, we're going to make you suffer. Suffer, suffer, suffer. Because remember, they don't have mercy. They don't have grace. That's what you need to understand that separates Christianity from every other religion. We have grace, we have mercy, we have forgiveness that we have for other people. I mean, I've had some people do me really wrong, and I've prayed for them, and I've forgiven them, and I've walked away. And then I remember the Bible says, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. And a lot of these people, and I didn't wish this on them, they've died of cancer, they've died of heart disease, their businesses have failed. I told you the story last night about Carpenter's Home Church on Dave Hodges' show, how they basically tried to eviscerate us back in the 80s, my wife and I, and their ready room in the green room in the back, 10,000 square foot facility, 10,000 seat facility, like a 500,000 square feet. And they just basically just treated a lot of people very, very badly. That place has been bulldozed and torn to the ground. It is a grass field now. It's a 10,000 square foot state of the art facility. It could have been used as a convention center, and it was torn down to the ground. This is, and it's gone, and it went multiple times. It had to go bankrupt or had to be reorganized while it was there. See, when you treat people the wrong way, you do things bad, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. Just pray for them. And in fact, I remember the one person who was involved with that with me. I'm not going to mention any names on this show. I remember I prayed for God to have mercy on them because they ended up with cancer. Not only did they end up with cancer, they ended up in the hospital, then they ended up in the doggone, in court for running a Ponzi scheme, and then they ended up in prison with cancer. Guys, I'm not kidding you. See, God is big. His arm's not too short. He can do anything for you. And when you stand in aggregate with your friends and you pray, things change. This is why I told you, I had so many people ask me, well, you need to pray for Hillary Clinton so she'll die. I said, absolutely not. Don't pray that, and that's witchcraft when you do that. Just pray that God exposes them, that God's will be done in their life. And you see what's happened to Hillary. You see what happened with Podesta, with the soul cooking and all the stuff that came out. When we pray for these people, these pedophiles, these weirdos, these Luciferians who like to collect body parts, we saw that with the doggone stuff last year when the doggone Planned Parenthood was selling body parts of children. When these weirdos get exposed, they really get exposed, and even the corrupt mainstream media picks up on it because they're forced to because the alternative folks are out here talking about it. So always have mercy on people. Always show forgiveness to people, because, guys, listen to me for a second. The Bible says the same measure that we mete out, that we're going to be met back to us. Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Forgive us our trespasses, we forgive those who trespass against us. That's what separates us from the masses. That's what separates us from these Sabbatean and Luciferians who all they want is vengeance and death. That's all they care about because they don't see us as humans, and that's what's going on in Venezuela. Look right now, thousands are now suing Merck, good luck with that, for the shingles vaccine, causing what it's supposed to prevent. This is from Natural Blaze. The shingles vaccine, Zostavax, and the issues related to its effectiveness and the problems that are associated with the product. In an interview with Cousins, book explained that Zostavax is made with live strain. Oh, that's special. It's made with a live strain of the shingles virus and describe the complications that are associated with shingles. Shingles is caused by the varicella zoster virus, which is the same virus that they use to cross with chickenpox. They're actually injecting this thing with people with chickenpox, and they're giving people shingles all over the United States. But again, because of this Vaccine Exemption Act that's going to happen back in the 80s, I don't think anything's going to come to any of this stuff, Austin, simply because the government has given them immunity. What do you think?
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, they could put sarin nerve gas into a bottle and inject it into you and say it's a vaccine. If it kills you, there's absolutely zero recourse you're ever going to be able to get from it. All you can do is contact the United States government and apply for the Vaccine Injury Compensation Fund that they spend billions of dollars a year on. But when it comes down to it, at the very end of the day, the government taxpayer is funding that, which means you're basically paying your taxes to get paid bounty back from the government in your taxes, and the vaccine company doesn't even have an issue. They don't even have to sign a check. They don't have to pay a dime. They're completely exempt from any and all liability. It really nauseates me when you really dig into this and you start realizing it doesn't matter if they make a vaccine that works. It doesn't matter if they make a vaccine that's clean. It doesn't matter if they make a vaccine that kills 100% of the people that it's injected with. It doesn't matter what they do. They're not held liable for anything. Once you finally understand that concept and you let it sink in, you just sit back and you realize there is not a single bit of anything that can happen to them. There are zero consequences that can occur to the vaccine companies because of that act in 86. It really changes your entire mind as far as believing and trusting pharmaceutical and big vaccine and all this stuff, because once you realize they have no obligation to make you immune to anything, they have no obligation to keep you healthy, they have no obligation not to kill you. It doesn't matter. There is literally no obligation on their part to produce anything healthy or effective whatsoever. It's insanity that thing still has not gotten repealed. It just goes to show you who actually runs the government, Dad, because if this government was run by the people for the people, we have already had a voice that had been heard years ago, and that act would have been off the books immediately once everybody started realizing that we gave the vaccine companies a blank check to murder us and give our kids autism at will, and there was nothing we could even do about it. That's one of those things, man. I keep pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing, and I'll tell you what, that is one thing that goes nowhere fast with that entire thing that happened in 86, man.
Well, no, it's just a giant lawsuit that's not going to go anywhere because the government's going to throw it out. They're going to say they're immune.
No, it's exactly.
I mean, who in the world? I mean, Reagan must have been completely and totally senile or on drugs to get these guys to get him to push these things and give this stuff. I mean, how in the world can you do this and completely eliminate liability for products that kill people with no recourse in the court system except for the Vaccine Compensation Fund, which has paid out billions of dollars? I mean, it absolutely blows my mind that Reagan actually allowed this to happen and this whatever else is going on, you know what I'm saying? Well, anyhow, here's another thing from Blacklisted News that says, it seems as though the first confirmed victim of Facebook's fake crude news crusade may be none other than the Chicago Tribune, a newspaper that undoubtedly considers itself a legitimate news outlet. The discovery was highlighted in an article written by the Chicago Tribune's own deputy digital for digital news, Kurt Gessler, who noted that a curious thing happened back in December when Facebook first changed up its algorithms to target fake news, namely their traffic crashed. The typical post went from having about 35,000 people to about 15,000 people in a matter of months. See, this is what they're doing to everybody, and that's why I want to thank you guys for supporting Health Masters and being there for us, because they're doing everything they possibly can to shut all alternative news down. And you're going to see the people that have to live on these algorithms and what's going on with this, you're going to see more and more and more of these news sites go down. What do you think, Austin?
Well, yeah, the social media, Facebook, all this stuff with YouTube, they're all using it very, very slowly and subtly to completely muzzle any opposition. This is what it all comes down to, is preventing and stopping any and all government opposition. They don't want anybody to say anything about the government, about the globalists, about the New World Order, any of that, or else they're going to label it fake news. Chemtrails, vaccines, you name it. That's what they're doing. And if it means hitting Chicago Tribune, hitting the New York Times, hitting the Washington Post, they get caught in the middle. They don't care. They own the media. It doesn't affect them one bit. As long as they can get more and more alternative media swept under the rug so that the general asleep masses don't have access to it for social media. You see, the issue that the globalists have run into with social media is more people use social media now than they do watch the news. That's just a fact. There's way more people that use social media and utilize it for news and all types of other current world events and national events than anybody watches the news anymore. Hardly anybody watches the news on TV. Hardly anybody gets the paper anymore. That's old school. A lot of old school people do that. There's nothing wrong with it if that's what you want to do. The problem is they have found that that venue, they're having a very difficult time controlling the mainstream narrative because it doesn't reach near as many people as it used to. Social media has taken that floor over. Now. And so they have to get the social media under control and prevent any type of opposition from being put on social media because it has so much pull with the younger generation right now and actually giving them what is going on and real news. That's why we wanted to do this show. That's why Dad and I started it 2 years ago or 2.5 years ago, however long it's been now. It goes by fast. But we wanted to do something that people had the opportunity to listen to on their phones and bypass the mainstream media and give you guys as much true, real, positive, either natural news, world news, political news, whatever we come across that we find newsworthy, and you guys have access to it. You can forward it to your friends, and it's easy to get a hold of because there's so much opposition right now trying to muzzle all of us, Hagman, Hodges, us, all of it, that we have to do something and we have to continue fighting the good fight, because once we give up on this, once all the alternative media stops, which I pray that never happens, but if that ever occurred, it would be over with, because then the mainstream would completely dominate the entire news platform, and they would be able to dictate and tell everybody exactly what to think, how to think, when to think it, and it was wrong, right, didn't matter. They would have full control. Also, other news, this is something you won't hear at all in the media, about tattoos. Now, I know you guys, there's a lot of listeners that have tattoos, and I'm not picking on you if you have tattoos. That is absolutely your choice to do. However, if you are thinking about getting a tattoo, you always need to look at all the possible health benefits or health negatives to it. Not a lot of health benefits at all, if any, but they're saying now that they could actually increase the risk of a heat stroke. A study found out in Alma College, Michigan, they did tests on it and they collected sweat samples. The first batches of samples were taken from tattooed skin, while the other batch was taken from the participants' non-eek skin. So they used the same people, just different areas of the body. They found that basically the sweating, you guys know sweating is a key component of body temperature regulation. According to the study, the tattooed skin produced less sweat and contained much higher sodium concentration compared with the non-tattooed skin. They said, we are not sure whether it is the ink or the trauma or the combination of both that is responsible for what we saw. However, the researchers inferred that the tattoos inhibit the skin from releasing heat during warmer weather. Limiting heat loss can turn the body temperature higher and increase the risk of heat exhaustion or heat stroke. Now, granted, if you have a small tattoo, one on your body, it's probably not going to have that big of an effect on you. However, one trend that I have seen getting very popular that I'm not a fan of, and like I said, if you guys have this, it's absolutely up to you. I don't think it's healthy for you, is getting full sleeves on both arms. I have a lot of people I know that have done that. I don't agree with it. It's your choice to do to your body as you want. I personally was into working out and too much, and I didn't want to cover up a lot of muscle lines. I felt that it was a lot easier to see muscle striations and vascularity without ink on top of them, and I never really liked the idea of having a needle go into my skin for hours at a time. So right there, having full ink on both sides of your arms is probably going to inhibit your body's ability to release sweat in those areas. Like they said, whether it's the trauma or the ink, they're not 100% sure. But also to remember, there's a lot of people, they're showing now, I mean, 36% of the adult population in the United States between the age of 18 and 25 have at least one tattoo. And a study did last year found that tattoos induced both short-term and chronic complications in participants. They checked out the adverse effects of tattoos. Research examined 300 newly tattooed participants and found that 10% of them, so it'd be 30 of them, experienced some some sort of complication, such as a bacterial infection, swelling. Among these participants, about 6 out of the 10, so about 18 of them, suffered chronic complications that were long-term with it. Researchers found that while participants experienced swelling or itching for years, few actually allotted time to have the symptoms checked out, which can be a problem in the future if it gets infected. So, like I said, you guys do what you want to do with it. I don't think it's really healthy for you at all. I know Dad doesn't really care for him either, but I just want to kind of put that information out on the table because it does seem like it's getting really, really popular lately, at least down here in Florida, Deb.
Well, you know, the Bible says don't do it, and that's the Old Testament. People say, well, that's the Old Testament. Okay, I got that. It's still God's Word. If you've done it, you know, that's what grace is all about. But now you know that the Bible says don't do it. There's a reason for it. I mean, you're using inks that contain all kinds of dyes and chemicals, and God doesn't want you putting graven images on your skin that basically represent certain things, I guess. I mean, there's some horrible tattoos out there. I mean, they're horrible demonic pictures and everything else. So he was very clear about that in the Old Testament. Now, if you've got tattoos, you didn't know about this, just I'm the first person you heard this, or you think I'm an old fogey because I said that, that's okay, too. I don't mind. Doesn't matter to me. I mean, I've seen tattoos that are really beautiful. I have, that I would think, wow, that's really nice. But, you know, it's a lot of ink, a lot of colors, a lot of chemicals, a lot of dyes, a lot of different contaminants in those. And I think you just need to be very, very careful if you choose to do that. By the way, talking about alternative media, more top execs have been fired from Target. Now, you didn't cover this when I was off here for 5 minutes, did you, Austin?
No, I missed that one. Okay. This is news to me, too. Hooray.
Yeah. On Thursday, Target announced that the chief innovation of strategy officer, Casey Carl, was leaving the company after 20 years. Casey is at least the fifth top executive to leave the company in the last year recently, according to Minneapolis Star Tribune. Despite firing his top innovation officer, Target CEO Brian Cornell released a statement insisting that innovation is alive and well at Target. Listen to what we're going to tell you. The move might not be a complete shock considering that as its stock price and profits have tumbled this past year, that early this year the company abruptly canceled two once highly touted innovation and growth projects aimed at bringing Target into the future of retail. Carl now joins a growing list of top officers from Target shown the door at this nationwide retailer. Also fired in the last 2 years have been Target's head of stores, head of marketing, its human resources boss, and its chief digital officer. The scrambling comes after Target suffered three disastrous quarters of sales declines in a row and lost over $15 billion this year. The losses have all come after its April 2016 announcement. Listen to this, wait for it, that it intended to allow men pretending to be women to use any bathroom or changing room they wanted to use at any given time, including with little girls. This is what happens when the alternative media says, the heck with this. Now, my wife was a huge Target shopper, and I've told her,
so
don't go to Target anymore. And this is what happens, Austin, when they want to put this perversion and force it on us. $15 billion in losses now. If they're not careful, that company will be swallowed up by Walmart. What do you think, son?
You're absolutely right. Lana was the same way. She used to go to Target all the time. I didn't really have a problem with it. Didn't know much about it. I didn't know their really background with it. I know they had been supportive of gay stuff in the past from what I've read, but that was about the extent of it. Once that got released, I know myself, you included, and about probably 7 or 8 of my other friends that are married as well told their wives, "Genug," which is enough in German. That's it. Done. Target's off limits. We're not going to give them money. And see, that shows you guys right there how much power the United States civilian has just with their own money and not spending it. That right there is a perfect example of what we can do when companies want to engage in this type of just perverted behavior. Like I said before, guys, we've talked about this in detail, so I'm not going to go into all again. If that's what you want to do in your own time, in your own private house, I can't really do much to you about it, nor do I really want to. That's your deal. But for a company that's on the retail market coming out and saying they're okay with any guy that says he's a woman at any given time during the store to walk into the women's bathroom and pretty much do what he wants. And if you guys remember, there's been multiple incidences now of guys going in the bathroom to record women, harass women, stalk women, all kinds of stuff now that have gotten arrested for it. And they simply said, well, I'm a girl. I'm allowed to go into the bathroom. This is what happens when you go away from all sense of reason and you just start making idiotic claims like, if a guy feels like he's a woman, he can use our restroom. Target saddled this pony. Now they get to ride it. I could care less what happens to this company. The only thing I don't want is I don't want Amazon to buy them.
They could make very nice Amazon distribution centers all around the country, but you're absolutely right.
I know.
Right.
That's why I said that.
Got their own little problem. What's your next story, Oz? I'm going to write the thing up. Sorry about the jump around on the show today. I love you guys. Thanks for supporting us. Thanks for getting your multiple vitamins from us. Oh, by the way, our coupon, the Doug 5, is good through tonight until midnight, right, Austin? And that's the end of their 5% discount on the whole website.
Yes. It'll be going through midnight tonight, the Doug 5.
Love you guys.
Yes, guys, we appreciate it all. You guys need anything, email us, call us, healthmasters.com. Doug 5, D-O-U-G 5, 5% off sale. We'll be on till midnight tonight. So check it out. If there's anything you wanted to grab, go ahead and grab it tonight. You guys have a blessed, safe night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.